120 Amherst High School students gathered in a circle for a peer-to-peer training session, learning how to stand up against cyberbullying. AT&T, the Tyler Clementi Foundation, and Siena College have joined forces to bring this program into schools. AT&T says Amherst is the first to train in Western New York. Last year, a Siena study revealed some sobering numbers on cyberbullying. Here in Western New York, more than 1 in 5 students have been a victim of cyberbullying. Siena is providing college students serving as cyberbullying facilitators, making it easier for these high school students to relate to someone closer to their age group.
Because we're so close in age, they just relate to us so well, and it makes the message so much more powerful.
Emily Murphy is a junior at Siena College helping to train the high school students.
And having them be able to relate to me is really important because I am at a point in my life where I'm kind of able to step back and kind of say, hey, I can deal with this.
I really think it's something that we kind of turn our heads to a little bit more than we probably should.
Matthew Cullen is a junior at Amherst High School. He joined Quinn DeSico, also a junior at the school, in the training session.
Probably what I would want to walk away with today is a way to confront it and a way to minimize it. I don't think there's ever a way to completely defeat anything, except there's always ways to try and minimize it the best you can.
I think the same thing, but I'd also like to walk away with a way to prevent it in the first place and try and see if we can minimize it from the start so it doesn't even become an issue.
I think it happens no matter if we like it or not, you know. There's always going to be those people. I think there's definitely ways to avoid it, though. I mean, on social media, you can always just hit a block button and just kind of ignore someone. I think that's one of the best ways to approach it, especially if you're the victim, just try to ignore it.
I've definitely seen it a lot through social media mostly, and it happens to everyone. It just goes around.
Assistant Principal Timothy Wiles tells us his students are now pledging not to be a bystander of cyberbullying.
Without fear of retaliation, they can speak up, they can let adults know, they can speak up for themselves, for their friends, or for someone they don't even know, they just know what's going on.
AT&T says they hope to expand this program in other schools next year, giving more students the courage to speak out against cyberbullying in schools and in their communities. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.